Learn Persian with Chayan Conversation, Lesson 71, A Separation with Yara Elmjui.
Hello.
Salam, Yara. Thank you so much for doing this with me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm super pumped to, you know, bring this idea we've had to life.
Yeah, so this was actually Yara's idea, all credit to him. So we're going through the movie A Separation, which is by Asghar Farhadi, and one of the excellent movies of Iranian cinema. There's so many, but this one particularly wonderful. And we're going to be going through five clips that Yara has chosen. We're going to talk about the clips together and watch them with you. So these podcasts are available in two different formats. Either you can watch the video, which I highly recommend, or you can listen to the audio as a kind of refresher. But the video will have transcript of the clips that we're watching. It's going to have the captions so you can really, really learn these lessons. And as always, we're going to have PDF guides for each of these lessons and clips on our website, all the learning resources that you need. But first, let's go back to what made you think of doing this project, Yara?
Totally. So I think one of the things that really inspired me is that one of the best ways to really learn Persian, and I know this as someone who was formerly, and I suppose still is, a Persian learner, learning new things every day, was really to immerse myself in like an environment where people are just speaking colloquially amongst themselves, Iranians around me. But unfortunately, you know, being in Iran and getting to do that is a little difficult. So the next best thing for me was really watching films, movies, you know, news broadcasts even. So, you know, one of the reasons I chose A Separation for us to kind of dissect and learn how people actually speak from is because I think Asghar Farhadi's films have this incredible dialogue. And one of the things I love about his movies is the dialogue is often so realistic. There's overlapping voices. People speak like real Iranians in Iran. Chatter, the colloquialisms, the idioms, it's just very natural. And the actors, obviously, you know, really drive that home.
Amazing, yeah. And I want to begin, so we're going to have five different clips, and you'll see that kind of overlapping language. These lessons are going to be cumulative, so things that we talk about in the beginning, we're going to see over and over again. The first lesson, it's going to be me and Yara going over the clip, watching it together. So the idea for this is to get the general idea, talk about concepts that we see in the language, but it's going to be kind of like when you go to the eye doctor when at first everything seems really fuzzy. So right now when we watch the clip together, maybe you won't be able to understand anything. And like Yara says, there's a lot of overlapping dialogue, a lot of fast-paced dialogue. But as we go along, it'll come clear and clear into focus. And by the end, hopefully you'll watch this clip and be able to understand every word and phrase in that clip, which will be really exciting. But yeah, this is meant for people that have been studying the Persian language. So we're not necessarily going to go over every single word in the beginning. So just keep that in mind. But stay with us. It's going to be a lot of fun. And first, I want to start with the title of the movie. In English, it's called A Separation. What's the title in Persian?
Jodai Nadir as Simin. So, right.
Which I love that because that's an example right off the bat of where things do get a little bit lost in translation. A separation refers to the two title characters, Nadir and Simin, who are married. So can you tell us what it means literally in Persian?
Yeah, the separation of Nadir from Simin. So it's a very, very direct, it's a much more descriptive title.
Yes.
Yeah. So who knows what focus group decided
for me,
to
like, there's a lot of intrigue. Like, oh no, what's going to happen to Nadir and Simin? Why are they separating? What's going on? So already the title has so many questions that you don't get from just that English. So without further ado, let's watch the first clip. It's about a minute long. Like we said, a lot of fast paced, a lot of overlapping dialogue, but we're going to go over it then line by line together. So here we go.
سر گاز نره این در باز نمونه بره بیرون گم شه در پنجره نره تمر بابا این مانتو و مغنای مدرسه‌ت ور بیارم مثل تو من فقط سر 7:30 باید از خونه برم بیرون شما باید یه جوری بیاین که من بسپارمش به شما برم سر کار
7:30 دیگه خیلی زوده من اگه بخوام اینطوری بیام دیگه فکر کنم بعد 5:30 من خونه بیام
بیاین بالا
8 نمیدونم تا 8 نمیدونم
شما تا 8 خودتون رو برسونید اونم خوبه زنگ این بالایی ما رو بزنی در پایین رو براتون باز میکنه. من کلید اینجا نه براتون میذارم اینجا. خوبه؟
باش
قایتون میرسه. بس
ببخشی مایی چقدره؟
تنشیف داشته باشی نه مایی 300 خانم.
خیلی کمه. دیگه
همین حدوداست
خانم، بپرسین. حالا مسیرم هم دوره، چند تا خط اتوبوس عوض میکنم تا برسم.
این چیزیه که من در توانمه. حالا دیگه خودتون میدونی که اگر فکر میکنین که میتونی من خدمت کنم.
من اینکه سوارمش بدین شاید به دردش
بخوره. پول خورد دارم
خانم. بعد از اون من خبرش بدین که من با یکی دیگه هم صحبت کردم، حداقل اگه شما نتونستین بین اون از دست ندم.
اوکی. So there's a lot going on here. I do want to say too that we are just showing clips from this movie. There will be, by the end, a little bit of a spoiling happening. So we highly recommend that if you haven't seen the movie right now, you know, you can start with this lesson bit. Go throughout these next few weeks and watch it. It's super enjoyable, super fun to watch, even though it's a kind of heavy subject line at times. But you can get it on Amazon Prime or mm-hmm. you can purchase it off of YouTube. Mm-hmm. So just a quick mm-hmm. note. So now let's watch just the little bit of the beginning.
سر گاز نره، این در باز نمونه، بره بیرون گم شه، در پنجره نره، ترم بابا این مانتو و مقنای مدرسات بعدی به من بزن تو خوش.
Okay.
Yep. Wow. Okay. Lots. And the end of it is quite quick. So pretty clear, you know, I think just one thing I want to point out here is there is sort of a context. This woman is being brought in, the woman in the chador is being brought in as a caretaker. He's trying to hire a caretaker to take care of his father who is suffering from some ailment. And so he's giving her directions, right? So he is saying, now that's the context, sare goz nare, you know, and then in dar baz namune bere birun gum she, dame panjare nare. So he's saying, you know, we use the words sar and dam to indicate near or close to places. So he's saying, you know, near the stove, he shouldn't go as a command. And then he's saying, this door should not be remain open because then he might go out and get lost. Gomshe. And then lastly, he says, dame panjere, dame again being close to or near something. You say, dame panjere, dame dar, dame felon, you know, someplace. It, near the window, he shouldn't go either. So that's just kind of the first sort of, he's giving very clear directions about near, the father should not be allowed to go near certain things.
And then we included this, terme bobo.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And so that's another interesting part that I highlighted terme baba because I thought that was really interesting. It's something that we Iranians do, but I've also seen it, you know, in the Arab world and I'm sure many other places around the world. He is referring to his daughter terme, but he's calling her baba. He's calling her what she would call him, dad. Baba is dad. So sometimes he could even have said baba if he was just referring to his daughter. He would have said baba, bia inja. Even though she's not the dad, right? He is the dad, but he's using, again, that term to describe, to call to his daughter.
Right. And this is reciprocal. So, for example, I am a mother, maman, and so my kids call me maman, and I call them maman. So it's whatever they call you, you call them. So if you're an uncle, doi, you call your nephews and nieces, doi. So it's just a reciprocal calling.
Mm-hmm. And then pretty clear, terme baba, in manto magne madresato bardor biar. So here, this is one of many examples we're going to see throughout these clips, but this double verb situation, right? He's saying, grab your manto, bardor biar. So grab and bring, right? I guess an expanded form ideally would be bardor vabiar, you know, grab it and bring it. But in Persian, colloquially, we often will just snap two verbs right next to each other and say, bardor biar. Beshin bebinam, you know, like all these sorts of things, two verbs just quickly in close contact. Bardor biar, grab your manto and maknae, and man bendozam, you know, to bepushi. That's, he says that very quickly, but he's basically saying, I'm going to throw it in the wash so you can wear it later, throw it in the laundry machine. And the translation for this in the actual English language subtitle script is just like, what is it? It's something along the lines of, do your terme, get your laundry. So very, very shortened.
Right, right.
And okay. Yeah.
Let's listen to the next part.
من فقط سر هفت و نیم باید از خونه برم بیرون. شما باید یه جوری بیاین که من بسپارمش به شما برم سر کار.
I'll just start here. Like, من فقط سر هفت و نیم باید از خونه برم بیرون. So, Leila, pretty clear, right? It's, yeah,
yeah. سر هفت. Right, سر. So we had سر گاز in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Which was next to the gas. Sare haft is also the same concept, but it's saying at 7 o'clock. So at the head, at the height of seven, at the head of seven mm-hmm. is right. How you'd exactly. say
at the head 7 of seven. O'clock. Yeah. And it's just kind of something to think here is right. Like as a Persian learner, right? You're probably thinking dad. The word dad means at. But here, once again, you know, we're using the word sad, sare goz. You don't say dar goz naro, right? At the stove, don't go there. We say sare goz. And same thing with time. You know, we don't say, in spoken Persian, you know, we don't say man dar haftonim. We'll say, yeah, man sare haftonim ba'ad az khune beram. At the peak of 7:30, I must leave the home. And we use sat again. It's very weird to say man dar haftonim. Again, but if you're writing Persian, perhaps you say ishun dar haftonim. You know, it might make sense formally there. But spoken, sare haftonim is very, very colloquial and common. And then he ends the sentence with shoma ba'ad yejuri biyoin ke man bisporamish b'shoma beram sare kar.
Right.
So, bisporam.
Yeah, let's talk about that. That means something along the lines of, how would you translate that?
I would say like entrusting. I'm going to, mm-hmm. so I can just entrust my father to you and go to mm-hmm. work. Come at a time so I can entrust my father to you, pass him on to you, you know, and then just go to work myself.
And one of the themes that we're going to be talking a lot about is, you know, there's a formal way of speaking and there's an informal way of speaking. So he is using the formal you to refer to the woman. Iran has a kind of more formal culture. So if you don't know someone, you definitely want to use that formal conjugation when speaking to someone. So even though she's of a lower class and he's a man and she's a woman, he's speaking to her in formal you.
Exactly.
One other thing that I want to point out, though, is that when he's referring to his father, usually you would refer to your father as mm-hmm. formal for mm-hmm. sure. But mm-hmm. because his father is sick, he has dementia, he's kind of in a childlike state, I think that that's why he's referring to his father as informal to
That's
her.
A great point. I was just literally like, we literally are on the same wavelength. I was just thinking like, he refers to his father. Again, if he wanted to refer formally to his father, let's say this was not his father. This was the father of a third individual here, right? And
yes.
he does not know the father. He would have said, Bishoma bayad yejuri biyain keman bisporamishun.
Right.
Bishoma, rather than bisporamish. Because if you say shun, shun is now formal. It's a formal. It's someone else's father. You don't know them. You have to be extra polite. But he's just saying, it's my father. We have, you know, this sort of informality, supposedly, whether it's because of the father's condition or whatever reason, and he lets it slip, or maybe it could be it's the father. He's like taking care of the father now, and they're not fully
conscious.
Yeah,
I think it's for sure because of the condition, because if he had been, you know, he wouldn't refer to this woman with an older man, like, as a informal. Yeah,
totally. That's a great point.
Right.
Yeah, so great. Okay.
Okay, the next part.
هفتمین دیگه خیلی زوده. من اگه بخوام اینطوری بیام دیگه فکر کنم بعد 5 جون خونه
بیام بالا. Okay, let's stop it there. So now this is where kind of like interlocking dialogues are going to happen. So there's two different things going on here.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. So هفتمین دیگه خیلی زوده. So here's the first time we're really starting to see a couple things here. دیگه. دیگه is a term that, you know, we've kind of discussed this before, Leila and I, but it's kind of an added word that you can interject in the middle of a sentence, at the beginning of a sentence, at the end of a sentence, sometimes for sass, as I like to think, other times just to kind of say then, you know, like then, or sometimes it literally just translates into a sound in English, like,
Right.
As we've discussed.
Right.
So 7:30 is very early. You know, added emphasis there. It's kind of early, you know.
Right.
And then man agar bekham in tori biyam dige fik konam bayad 5 o nim az khone biyam birun. Dige.
Okay, so digar is the written version, but dige is how we say it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So man age, and then same thing with agar and age. So man age bekham in tori biyam dige fik konam bayad 5 o nim az khone biyam birun. So again, here there's two diges in this, and you can just see that we just distribute this word liberally as Persian speakers throughout our sentences for, again, like I said, so many different reasons.
Right. Well, it's a way of kind of, mm-hmm. it's kind of like the concept of taruf. She doesn't want to just come out and say something. Mm-hmm. They're trying to negotiate some terms here. So she's trying to be soft about it. She's trying to dance around the subject. Haftonim dige kheli zude. She could have said haftonim zude. That's getting to the point.
Yeah, very
but
direct.
Instead, she's just dige, you know, there's not a direct translation, and trying to translate it in this sentence particularly makes my brain hurt a little.
It's kind of like dilly-dallying in the middle of a sentence. Another thing I wanted to point out, actually, I didn't initially mark this, but I marked it now. She says, "Biyam dige fik konam bayad." Instead of saying bayad, she says bod. If you kind of listen very closely, man bad bera. You know, if you like listen to someone said man bad, it's almost not, it's not bayad. It becomes, let me just think of how I would say, are man bad bera, bod. It almost turns into bayad, but then even more contracted, it just becomes bod.
Yeah.
Man bad bera unjo. And she does that here. So that's definitely a colloquialism. When you want to say bayad, you're speaking quickly. You might even just get away with saying bod. You know, man bad bera. But it's really bad. Oof, it's tough. But yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then he says, Tahash mitunin bion. Again, he's using that formal, but the not written version of the formal.
Yes, he doesn't say
instead of mitunid.
And that's kind of, you know, who knows if we could read into that, but it's still formal, like you said. It's a little looser. It's just a slightly more spoken, looser version. He could have, if he wanted to be super formal, he could have said "mitunit biyayit." But that's that. So we'll let it play out.
So tahash nemidunam.
Exactly.
Tahash nemidunam. I don't know. I don't know if I can till 8.
So that's pretty. That's pretty clear. And then he says, "Shoma ta hasht khodetun o beresunit ham khube." So pretty self, you know, explanatory there. If you can reach out, you know, basically make it here by 8, that's good. You know, he's kind of almost imposing this circumstance. She's like, "Ah, I don't know. He's like, "Look, if you come by 8, you come by 8, that's good." And then the next line here is what we're going to break into, into.
زنگ این بالایی ما رو بزنید در پایین رو براتون باز میکنه من کلید اینجا نه براتون میذارم اینجا خوبه
So this part I've highlighted because I think it's interesting. Zang in bolaye ma ro bezanid. So here is just really the interjection of in, right? If you're kind of wondering, if someone's reading this and learning as a Persian learner, right, they probably might be wondering, why is this in the middle of this phrase? It should just be zang bolaye ma ro bezanid, or just zang bolaye ro bezanid. Tap the top buzzer bell, whatever, to basically on the intercom machine to ring my apartment. But here, it's just kind of a symbolic of how he's talking. He's pointing to a thing, you know. So he's doing zange in bolai up here, bolai, and then he adds a ma possessive zange in bolai ma robezanit. Just kind of, you know, as you're kind of talking, you're in between words, and you're kind of pointing something out to someone. You can throw an in as well as yourself. So it's just kind of a little bit of that. And then he goes on, data poino baratun baz mikone, this it'll open the door at the bottom for you by tapping this buzzer, this bell. Man kilide injoram. Oh, this is very important. Man kilide, he says, man kilide injoram baratun mizoram. Mizoram injo. So kube, anyways. So what happens here is he's really saying, man kilide injoram. Raham, right? Also. But he contracts it. This is so, so common. If you want to learn how to speak Persian colloquially like an Iranian, this is a super, super common thing that we do is we will contract ra and ham together and it will become ram. It will always become ram. There is no variation on this. And so that's just kind of something.
And one part that he said, qadetun mirase, is your... height gonna reach it.
The key, yeah.
Yeah.
And then Bebashi. Oh yeah, then sorry, she goes on. Very good. We have another good one coming up.
Yeah.
So you wanna kind of take the first line?
Sure. So he said she says, Bebashid Mohi Chakadre, excuse me, how much is it per month? And then he says, Tashif Doshiboshid Alon. So he's talking to the guy coming up the stairs. He says, Tashrif doshte boshid. And that's a great phrase to know. So what does that mean?
Yes, exactly. So tashrif is such an interesting word. It comes from, you know, my understanding, the Arabic sharaf, which is kind of, like honor, loyalty, something like honor, I guess maybe that might be a way. Yeah, be sharaf becomes dishonorable. So yeah, sharaf is honor. So here it's like we use this word tashrif to kind of, in very formal situations, when you want to be very formal and very polite, you know, we use this phrase. He could have just said, if it was just his buddy, you know, he would have just said like, injo, you know, injo boshit, yo, yelas, injo, you know, injo voista, wait here, stand here for a second. But what he ends up saying is tashrif dashto boshit, like royally, royally wait here, sit right. Tight, hold on, right? And right. We use tashrif for these to be extra, extra formal and extra polite. So that's what he's doing here. Tashrif dashto boshit means sit tight, but extremely kindly. Please grace us with your honorableness here for a second.
Right, right. And he says, Mahi sisad khanum. Okay, so sisad, so each month 300, ma'am. So sisad is referring to 300,000 tomans, which, you know, with the rate of inflation at this point is nothing, but we think when this movie came out was maybe like $250 a month or something like that.
Something like that, 250 to 300, yeah, I'd say, right. Yeah, because thinking back to 20, what was it, when this came out, 12 years ago, 13 years ago, something like that, so.
Right.
When the exchange rate was like 1,000 toman to a dollar or 1,400 toman to a dollar.
Right.
My gosh, and now today we're at 50,000 toman to a dollar.
Oh my
so
gosh.
You can just imagine that the 300,000 toman is now $6.
Wow.
But back then it was more, so.
Okay.
Well, and just one thing to mention. The tashrif dashto boshit is an interjection. He's not referring to this woman anymore. He's now talking to someone who's in the stairwell that his wife is speaking to. He's like, hold on for a second, sit tight, wait for a moment. I'm going to address this woman that I'm interacting with. I'll get back to you.
Right. So at this point, we're going to have two inner, like, commingling dialogues, by the way.
Ooh, all right. So I guess we can start here with Nadige, Hamun Hududas Beporsin. So she says, it's, you know, first off, she says, Kheli Kame, it's very little. And then he says, Nadige, Hamun Hududas Beporsin. And then he says, no. And then here we see Dige once again. It's kind of a little bit of a dilly dallying.
Not really. Not anymore. Not then.
Yeah, not really. And she's like, it's too little. He's like, not really. Hamun hududas. And hudud is kind of like a word for vicinity, but in common speak, you can, you know, he's saying, no, it's around that area. Like 300,000, that's the price. It's around that area. That's normal. Go ahead and ask. Beporsin, you know, go ask around, you know. So, then, of course.
And then she says, Hala masiram ham dure. Again, we're talking, they're negotiating. She doesn't want to get right to the point. She's throwing in words to elongate this negotiation. Now, my way is very far. Masiram hamdune. My commute is very far. Chan to khate otobus avaz mikonam ta beresam. I have to change several lines of the bus to get here.
Right, exactly. And great point with hala. Hala is another word we throw in there. Now, well, again, like you were saying, though, this I guess, is dalliance the word? Dilly-dallying? I don't know, maybe that dalliance. But again, elongating, really just dike, hala, ke, you know, like all of this is coming out as a way to be kind of coy and maybe about her dissatisfaction with the low price that he's suggesting.
Right. And he says, bebinit. In chizis ke man dar tavaname. Let's go over that.
That's a fun one, and I highlighted this as well. This great phrase, highly recommend in anyone who's listening to this podcast to use. It's like it's polite, it's good. It means this is the thing that is within my ability. In chizis, this is the thing ke man dar tavaname. You don't even need man. You can just say ke dar tavaname. That is dar tavan mi tavana mi tavani mi tuna mi tuni. It's to be able to. So he's saying, this is the thing that is within dar tavoname, that within my ability. Super nice way of just saying, this is what I can do. This is what I can do for you.
And he starts it off by bebinit, look.
Okay. And then, yes, next line.
Hala dige khudetun midunit ke. So again, he's like elongating.
He's
now,
doing it as
then,
well.
And hola and diga are two filler words.
Yeah. Just again, perfectly. He's doing it as well. She's doing it. He's doing it. She's like, hola. And then he's like, hola, diga. You know, hola.
Now very, then, you know yourself. حالا خودتون
yeah.
میدونید.
Yeah.
You know. Mm-hmm. Like, look at it and you figure it out.
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. let's go back a little bit and listen to this again.
چند تا خط اتوبوس عوض میکنم تا برسم.
این چیزیست که من در توانمه. حالا دیگه خودتون میدونید که اگر فکر میکنید که میتونی من خدمت کنم.
Okay, mm-hmm. and I don't even know how he scripted this. This is such a... اگر فکر میکنید که میتونین, من در خدمتتون هستن. So,
exactly.
If you think that you can, I am at your service.
Exactly. And kind of, again, another sort of example of being extra polite. تشریف بیارید, تشریف داشته باشید means wait here. Here, من در خدمتم. He's basically, look, he's forcing this price on her. He's saying, 300,000, this is what's within my ability. And now look at this Persian way of negotiating. If you can accept it, if you like this price, I am at your service. Even though she is at his service, she is performing the task of caretaker for her, right. his father. He's saying, now, if you can do this low price, I'm lowballing you. I am at your service, man.
Right.
And it's just so, man, dar khidmatetun hastam. It's classic. Also, again, you want to negotiate in the Iranian bazaar or even go down to Tehrangelis or, you know, Tehranto. Great phrase to
absolutely, absolutely. And then now we go back to the wife and see what she is. So she just went and got some money, as we mm-hmm. saw from her purse. And now she's at the stairwell talking to the guy who tashrif overed it now. Now he's up there. She says, کتاب ها را بهش بدین, شاید به دردش بخوره. شاید به دردش خورد. So give them these books. Maybe it'll alleviate some pain of theirs. Like, mm-hmm. maybe it'll be useful. It literally, be dardish khord means it's useful to them, mm-hmm. but literally it means it alleviates some of their pain.
Mm-hmm. And again, be dardish khord. Very yeah. visually descriptive sort of phrases that we see in Persian. We'll see so many. That's one of the things in Persian is that, you've talked about this before, it's such a visual language. And it's not just, this yes. is not some fancy idiom like, oh, you like, you know, like you have in English, like, oh, he jumped the gun and, you know, whatever. It's not an idiom. This is literally like a way to say, in bedard mikhore, is this useful? It's just for usefulness. But yet it's such a descriptive visual
right.
phrase.
Exactly.
And it's common. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
Very much so. And then he says, pul khurd nadaram khanum. So I don't have change. Pul khurd mm-hmm. means pieces of money, which means mm-hmm. change.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then in the background, we're also hearing the conversation continue with the negotiation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Very fast, yeah.
Yeah, very, very fast. So, بعد از ظهر به من خبرشو بده. So, in the afternoon, give me the news of it. به من خبرشو بده. Tell me the news of it. چون من با یکی دیگه صحبت کردم. So here, دیگه literally means another. So because من با یکی دیگه صحبت کردم. I've talked to someone else. حداقل اگه شما نتونستید بیاید, اونو از دست ندم.
Yeah, exactly.
So at least if you can't come, حداقل means at least. اگه شما نتونستید بیاید, if you couldn't come, uno as das nadam, I won't lose them. And as das, yeah, let's talk about that last phrase.
Yeah, exactly. So very clearly, he's like, tell me by, you know, afternoon, because I have these other prospects. You know, I've spoken to boyeki dige sohbat kardam. You know, he's trying to hire someone to be a caretaker. And then at least, like you said, yeah, he basically wants to say, give me an answer because I have to respond to some other people. And I don't want to lose those people. I don't want to lose that person. Uno az dast nadam. Another very visual phrase, just like the previous one, bedard bukhorad, bedardish khord. I don't want to lose it from my az dast nadam. Again, very visual, but extremely common. This is not some sort of unique idiom that you throw out there to be fancy. Super common. Az dast dodan, az dast bedam, az dast midi, az dast mide. Losing something. I don't want to lose. I don't want to drop it from my hand.
Right. Wonderful. So. So again, we're going to watch the clip one more time together. Let's watch the whole thing.
سر گاز نره این در باز نمونه بره بیرون گم شه. در پنجره نره. تمره بابا این مانتو و مقنعه مدرسه تو بری به من مثل تو خوش. من فقط سر 7:30 باید از خونه برم بیرون. شما باید یه جوری بیاین که من بسپارمش به شما برم سر کار.
7:30 دیگه خیلی زوده. من اگه بخوام اینطوری بیام دیگه فکر کنم بعد 5:50 از خونه بیام.
بیاین بالا.
8 نمیدونم تا 8 نمیدونم.
شما تا 8 خودتونو برسونینم خوبه. زنگ این بالایه ما رو بزنین. در پایین براتون باز می‌کنه. من کلید اینجا را براتون می‌ذارم اینجا. خوبه؟
باش.
قایتون میرسه. ما رو
بزنم. ببخشید ما چقدره؟
تنجیف داشته باشین هم ماهی 300 خانم
من خیلی کمه
دیگه همین حدود هست خانم بپرسیم
خانم مسیرم هم دوره چند تا خط اتوبوس عوض میکنم تا برسم
این چیزیست که من در توانمه حالا دیگه خودتون میدونین که اگر فکر میکنین که میتونی من خدمت میتونم
این که زبارمش بدین شاید به دردش خواهد
پول خورد دارم
خانم بعد از آن من خبرش بدین که من با یکی دیگه هم صحبت کردم حداقل اگه شما نتونستیم اون از دست ندم.
All right, so again, a lot to learn here, a lot of words and phrases, but hopefully you could understand a little bit more this time. So as we go through the subsequent lessons, we're going to go through them word by word, phrase by phrase, so that you can really get the language down. And then you're going to listen to this and understand the entire thing and feel very, very empowered. But we're going to be back with Yara for 4 more clips after this. And so, like we said, go ahead and listen to these lessons, go watch this movie, and we'll be back with Yara next time. Any imparting thoughts as we start this journey of separation?
Yeah, just kind of wanted to review some of the key things that have popped up in this lesson for people to keep in mind as they're trying to improve their speaking skills. One thing that we saw here is this double verb situation, bardar biar, lotf konid, or sorry, we haven't had that yet, bardar biar, that's kind of a thing that's going to repeat throughout the coming lessons. Another thing is little interjections like dige and hala. These sorts of things are strewn throughout to kind of dilly-dally as you're speaking, to add a little bit of sass, to add emphasis. And then kind of the other thing that we're really going to see come back, one of my absolute favorites is, I feel like I'm introducing characters in like a like a show, is the raham, which is kind of truncated to ram, injaram, uno, you know, livonaram. And we'll see that come up. And really just the formality of it all. Like, look at these, you know, this is when you don't know someone, you know, as Layla was mentioning, right? You were mentioning, you use hyper-formal language for people you don't know in Persian. We're seeing this happen with both parties. But what we're going to see later on is how sometimes, as a reflection of the class status or the class difference between people, one party may sort of not fully always use the most formal language, whereas the other party may continue to do so. So we'll see that kind of pop up. Lots of class discussions to be had, but this was super fun.
And this is a movie where a lot of different themes come up, a lot of different issues. One is the class issues. Another is the difficulties of living in Iran. We're dealing with that Simin wants to leave Iran, and why is that? So we'll get to see that. And you know, the life of people living in Iran, the difficulties that they have. We'll see that come up a lot. So this is a very political movie, very ijtimai.
Social, society.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lots of societal issues. So we'll see all of that continue forward. And I'm really excited to go on this journey with you. So thank you, Yara.
Yeah,
and
likewise.
Until next time.
Thank you.